Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good Sunday morning. It is a very special morning. Always it is on Sundays when I get to co-host Healthy Matters with Dr. David Hilden. But we are talking about a very important topic. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but truly all year you should be thinking about this for you and your loved ones. Dr. Hilden, great to be with you on what I think is going to prove to be a very informative and much needed show.
Good morning, Rashini. I think it is going to be. It is indeed October. October is indeed, I should say, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But it is kind of funny how we take 1 month to highlight it. But it is something, as you just said, something that we need to be considering. Everybody needs to be considering, especially women, the whole year.
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, I want to get into this with our guests today after the break. But, you know, ages, I think, are so important. And maybe you and your guests can remind us today about what is happening in each decade for women. And, oh, I talked about a stat just as I was previewing this at the end of the 6 o'clock hour. Is it only about 2% of men who get breast cancer, or is it a different number?
Yeah, it is a very low percentage, but it's not zero.
Okay.
And so it is just a couple percent. So it's interesting about men don't have any clue about it, really. I've rarely met the man who has thought about it at all, except in relationship to the women in his life. But it is indeed something men can get. But we do tend to focus on women because it is just the vast majority of the cases are in women. And we will talk to our guests who are experts at about when you should be getting your mammogram, what else should you be doing for your health, and particularly your health around breast care. And so it is. It's interesting. Is breast cancer is so common for women who get it, but it is also so. I don't know if I want to say this. It's treatable. It is something that it's not a death sentence, and it is.
But
something
that's really a relief.
It should be a relief. It is understandably. Women are very concerned about getting breast cancer, but they should also know, everybody should know, that we have tools that are quite good at treating breast cancer. But the key to almost all of that is to catching it early. In some cancers, we just don't have a good tool for catching early. We don't have a good tool, I'm sad to say, for pancreatic cancer, for instance. There isn't just a great thing we can do for everybody to make sure, and you know, you don't have pancreatic cancer. But we do. We do for breast cancer. We have mammography, and we have other radiology imaging. And so we are going to talk to experts at the Wanzek Family Breast Care Center. The Wanzek Family is a generous family that gave money a few years ago to develop our brand new breast care center at Hennepin Healthcare right in downtown Minneapolis. And so we're going to have a couple of experts from there. One, the woman who knows the most about actually getting your mammogram, Leah Hahn, and then we're also going to have a radiologist, a woman who reads your mammography and is an expert at the diagnosis of breast cancer. And that is Dr. Gretchen Butler. So we're going to talk to them as soon as we come out of the break.
Right. Well, I'm really looking forward to meeting them on the show today and hearing what they have to say. And I'm sure our listeners are too. And remember, folks, phone and text lines are open the entire show, 651-989-9226. And I've kind of, since I started doing this show with Dr. Hilden on October 4th, I've kind of made an unwritten rule for us, which has been really going well. And that is phone calls take precedence over texts. I will get to texts. Don't worry, I will. But if you really want to ensure that your question gets answered, give us a call at 651-989-9226. You know, another thing that I want to say in doing the show with you this month, Dr. Hilden, is that people ask very detailed questions. I'm very impressed with that from our listeners. What kind of advice, real quickly before we go to break here, can you give for people with their own doctors and what medical types need to hear from us as patients to really help us out there?
Yeah, you know, we're sort of in a mixed blessing world. We're in the information age. And so we have so much available to us. And it's just as close as your keyboard. But what is sifting through information to get the context you need is so difficult. You know, what really is true and what isn't, and even more importantly, maybe not what's true, but what is relevant to me. Mm-hmm. You can hit your search engine and get 8 zillion answers, but are they relevant to you? And so that is what I encourage people to become informed, do your research. Google things online, find things out, and then go ask those questions of your doctor or other healthcare provider and say, how does this matter to me? Does this matter to me? And so that is, I think, becoming informed, and yet it's still important to have a relationship with somebody in your clinic that can help you out to decide what is fact and what is fiction, at least as it matters to me. So I encourage people to ask questions of whoever you're seeing for your healthcare.
Right, and we'll get into this with you and our special guest today. But, you know, I think in addition to learning about mammography and all the different aspects of breast health, it's really helping us also talk to our medical providers and really understand that we're partners with you, right, in our health. It's not like you're imposing something on us.
I hope it's not. And that's, frankly, that's how it used to be. Physicians used to be, they're all men. They're all white men. They're all older people. You didn't question. That isn't how it ought to be. I'm being kind of facetious in that, but not really. That's kind of how it was. You didn't question what your doctor said. Now, your physician or other healthcare provider might not be a physician, could be a nurse practitioner, a PA, for the like. They should be a partner with you. You want someone who will partner with you to make the best decisions for you. One, who will listen to you. And then B, help decide what's the next best step in partnership with you. That's a much better model. Now, granted, they're the expert. You want them to give you their expertise, but you don't want them to just tell you, here's what you got to do, and then expect you to go do it like a cookbook. You want someone to help sort things out together.
You know, and in all these years of listening to you, I continue to learn new things. And one of those things is just the dedication the physicians and other medical team at Hennepin Healthcare have to the community. You really pride yourself in being community health, but you aren't just a building in downtown Minneapolis. You've got clinics all over the metro.
Indeed, we do. They're out in Golden Valley, Brooklyn Park, St. Anthony Village, the East Lake Clinic, which is temporarily closed but will be opening in 2021, the Whittier Clinic. We're in Richfield. We're really all over the Western Metro. And it's convenient for you. And we do try to do it in a very patient and family-centered way.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. I'm so excited to talk with Dr. Gretchen Butler and Leah Hahn. Leah Hahn making a return visit to the show. More with Dr. Hilden and his special guests when Healthy Matters returns. We are back on Healthy Matters. Rashini Rajkumar here along with your host, Dr. David Hilden. We're talking mammography, and all things breast health. Phone and text lines are open, folks, 651-989-9226. And Dr. Hilden, I'm eager to meet our guests.
All right. Thank you, Rashini. I am going to introduce our two guests. The first one is a repeat guest on the show. Her name is Leah Hahn. She is the mammography supervisor at Hennepin Healthcare. So if there's anybody who knows what it's like to get a mammogram, because she's the one who runs the place, it is Leah. So, Leah, thanks for coming back on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, Dr. Holden. Nice to meet you, Dr. Is it Rajkumar? Is that correct?
Rashini, yeah. And I am not a doctor, and I don't even play one on the radio, but thank you so much. Yes, it's great to be with you.
Rashini and I have partnered up for the show going forward. So, and my second guest is Dr. Gretchen Butler. Now, Dr. Butler is one of the radiologists, and that's one of the physicians who reads and helps us diagnose your breast cancer. She went to Creighton University in Omaha for med school, and then she came to Minnesota for her residency and her specialty training in breast cancer imaging. Dr. Butler, great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having us, Dr. Hilden and Rashini.
Absolutely. So our two guests are your experts, and we're going to talk a little bit about breast cancer and screening. So let's talk a little bit, Leah, maybe you could start us off about how are things going in the breast center in the era of COVID? In other words, how are you getting women and men, but mostly women, in to get their mammography? Is it safe? What can they expect? That kind of stuff, please.
Well, we're practicing as safe as anyone else, wearing masks, wearing eye protection. We're limiting visitors, which is helping a lot. We're staggering appointments. We're doing everything that what's standard in the community right now. We're seeing an increase in patients coming in, starting to feel a little bit more comfortable with our safety measures, getting their mammograms, getting their breast imaging completed. And it's good to see. We are also hearing a lot of stories of I've lost my job, I don't have insurance, and thankfully we at Hennepin, we partner with the SAGE program. We get people in for their mammograms for no cost through the SAGE program, and we've really been helping out the community with that program. I can't say enough positive things about that. So, you know, just like anywhere else, There's pros and cons of what's going on with healthcare right now, what we're doing to make sure that everybody's healthy. And I'm going to encourage, for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I'm going to encourage everybody to please, please come in. And if you do know someone who does not have medical insurance or isn't covered very well by their insurance, the SAGE program will help with that.
So don't let finances be in the way of getting your mammogram. I think that's such an important message. And if people don't think of anything else, if you don't have stable insurance coverage, do not let that stop you. If you're wondering about that, just as long as you mentioned it, Leah, I'm going to point people to our website, because there is information about not only the Imaging Center, but the SAGE program for people who need financial assistance and getting your free mammogram. And that's hennepinhealthcare.org/mammography. HennepinHealthcare.org/mammography. I'd like to go to you, Dr. Butler, and just on a slight aside, I heard a little rumor that you're a water skier and that that's something about water skiing in the snow. What the heck? That's totally off topic, but this is our very intrepid radiologist, Dr. Gretchen Butler. Can you tell us just a little bit about that? What were you doing?
Yeah, you know, it's been on my bucket list to water ski in the snow for some time, and so this year was the year to do it, and I'm glad I checked it off the list and don't have to jump in the icy cold water anytime soon again.
Holy cow, you're the first person I've ever met who had on her bucket list water skiing in the snow, but I had to ask you that. I did. Okay, now let's get back to the more serious topic of breast cancer. Why should women get a mammogram, Dr. Butler?
Yeah. So screening mammography prevents deaths from breast cancer through early detection. We have clear evidence from studies showing that there's about a 30 to 40% fewer deaths due to breast cancer among women who are screened with mammography than among those who do not undergo screening.
So it works. When should we get it?
Yeah, well, many major health organizations, including the American Cancer Society, the American Society of Breast Disease, and the American College of Radiology, among with others, have evidence that suggests that the most lives are saved when screening mammography is performed annually, beginning at the age of 40. We also know that because of early detection with mammography, we not only save lives, but we can also reduce the severity of treatment that women with breast cancer must undergo by finding these cancers earlier. However, aside from those of us in the breast imaging and radiology community, I always encourage women to have a conversation with their primary care provider to discuss the risks and benefits of breast cancer screening, because there are some other organizations that have different guidelines. So I think having a good discussion to determine when a good age to start screening is paramount. In addition, I think women having an understanding that this is going to be an open dialogue, and beginning at the age of 30, they should really start to have a discussion with their provider about their breast health by having a formal risk assessment to determine if they need to have even earlier screening than we even as breast imagers recommend, which is beginning at age 40. As one additional aside,
we're going to come back to you. Hold the thought, Dr. Butler. We're going to come back to you. We are talking with Dr. Gretchen Butler, radiologist and mammography, and Leah Hahn, the supervisor of our breast center at Hennepin Healthcare. Rashini? All right. Dr. Butler, you had another thought there. I think we have maybe just another minute to go.
You know what? Let's take a quick break. Wanted to remind people of the number 651-989-9226. And we have lots of questions, calls, and texts coming in for all three of our medical guests today. We'll get to them when Healthy Matters returns. Rashini Rajkumar back with you, along with your host of Healthy Matters, Dr. David Hilden. Our special guests today, Dr. Gretchen Butler and Leah Hahn, all of these folks from the great team at Hennepin Healthcare, the sponsors of this amazing show. Phone and text lines are open. We will take callers first for sure. 651-989-9226. Bob is calling from Monticello. Thanks so much, Bob, for holding and giving us a ring this morning.
Hello. I'm an 85-year-old man, and while I've heard of this happening, it's happening to me, I guess. I feel like I'm developing breasts, and what is my exposure to cancer?
Thanks for your question, Bob. Breast cancer in men. Dr. Butler, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so breast cancer in men compromises less than 1% of all breast cancers. What we're looking for are patients who are growing older, have higher estrogen levels, might have an underlying strong family history or a genetic mutation. What we do see a lot is a benign growth of breast tissue or a not scary growth of breast tissue in males as well. And so what we recommend is, you know, we always commend all of our patients for paying attention to their body. And by doing a mammogram, we're able to tell if there is a suspicious finding or if this is a common entity in males, especially as they grow older, that we call gynecomastia. Sometimes that can have associated tenderness of the breast. It can be caused by aging, certain medications. But really, it's quite easy to be able to tell if we need to do anything further just by coming in and getting a mammogram.
Gretchen, could you you're the one who actually reads mammograms. What do you actually looking for? A suspicious finding for all of those zillions of women out there who are getting these mammograms. What are you looking for?
Well, a mammogram is a type of x-ray, and our technologists typically obtain about four images, so two views of each breast. And because it's an x-ray image, it's variations of black and white and gray. And what myself and my mammography colleagues are looking for are suspicious findings in the breast, and it's a change in one part of one breast over time, or a new finding. So what we're looking for are masses, little white dots that we call calcifications or architectural distortion, which is kind of a big word to describe sort of like a starburst pattern tethering of the tissues. All of these entities exist in not scary pathology of the breast, but if it's a new or developing finding, this may require additional mammographic views, perhaps a dedicated breast ultrasound to further characterize so that we can rule out that there's nothing suspicious going on.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you.
We have a lot of texts coming in for the three of you. Some really interesting questions from different listeners today. This person asks, what age can women stop having a mammogram?
That is a great question, and it's been a long time question that has caused some consternation. Historically, you know, there were some hard set ages, but I really believe that in this day and age, we are seeing women that are healthy, active, out doing activities up until their 90s. So what we recommend is that women continue to have annual screening mammography while they're still healthy, while they're still willing to undergo treatment or therapy should we find a suspicious finding. You know, if a woman is 85, still active, but is kind of like, you know, I've had a good go. If I have a breast cancer, I really wouldn't want to have surgery or chemotherapy potentially. At that point, it might be a good idea to reconsider screening.
All right, maybe Dr. Butler, you could take this one. This person asks on the text line, would you discuss thermography, pros and cons? Why isn't it covered by insurance? I heard that you can detect cancer earlier with it.
Right. Well, that's a great question. So thermography is an alternate modality to evaluate for breast cancer. Unfortunately, the American College of Radiology and the Society of Breast Imaging does not feel that there's great evidence facts to really support thermography at this point. You know, there are multiple modalities for screening for breast cancer, and unfortunately, we can see in different modalities false positives, false negatives, and so as an association, we do believe that annual screening mammography is the safest, and it has been shown that it reduces mortality from breast cancer.
What do you say, Dr. Butler, about people who are concerned about radiation?
Right. That's a great question. So we do know that the amount of radiation that you get during an annual screening mammogram is far lower risk than the likelihood of missing a breast cancer. We typically describe to patients that the images obtained during an annual screening mammogram is about the amount of radiation that you get flying from coast to coast. So some people don't realize that we have background radiation. Every day we're exposed to radiation. And so if you kind of think about it that way, it makes it a little bit easier to understand, like, well, I guess if I would fly coast to coast, I wouldn't really think much about it. So if this is going to save my life, I think it's probably worthwhile.
All right, we have a few minutes before we have to go to break. I'll remind people of the numbers, 651-989-9226. You can call or text us. We have a lot of texts here that I want to make sure we get to. One person asks, did you say estrogen dominance increases with age? Does risk of breast cancer increase with age also?
Yes. The risk of breast cancer does increase incrementally with age. So we see that first bump beginning at age 40. Patients in the age group from 40 to 45 are actually two times more likely to have breast cancer than the 35 to 39 population. And that continues to increase incrementally with age. There are multiple additional risk factors that go into risk for having a breast cancer, age being one of them, family history, known gene mutations. People talk a lot about the BRCA gene, having a higher body mass index. But I think it's really important to note that 75% of women diagnosed with breast cancer have no special identifiable risk factors. And I think this is a patient population that misses an opportunity to be screened. I hear often, I don't have any family history. I don't need to be screened early or frequently. But really, if we only screen the women with risk factors, we'll miss the vast majority of women who will develop breast cancer.
So when you go to a screening mammogram, here's something that I may never have to do in my life. Well, I know I'll never have a screening mammogram. What is it like, Leah, when they come into the breast center at Hennepin? And just as an aside, I'm going to give the phone number to the breast center, and I hope everybody who hasn't had your mammogram calls it. But, Leah, describe what a woman's going to experience when she comes in for her mammogram.
Well, thanks to the Wanzek Family Breast Center, we are now able to have more of a cozy atmosphere. The patients come on back. We give them a nice warm bathrobe. And it's not as bad as it used to be. So you've probably heard rumors before if you've never had a mammogram before or you've experienced in the past some vigorous compression. Now, the reason why we do have to put a little bit of compression on the breast when they come in for the mammogram is because we want to help to spread those tissues open, minimize motion, make sure the radiologist can see all the information in there. Now, back when I started 15 years ago, we did have to use a lot more compression. Now, we don't have to because of 3D mammography and the improvements of the imaging itself, we don't have to use quite so much pressure. We do have to use some. But it's interesting because the people that I'm seeing now who have never had a mammogram, when I'm done, they'll say, boy, that wasn't as bad as my mom said it was going to be or my aunt. And I'll tell them, they weren't lying to you. It did used to be a lot worse than this, and I'm happy to say that it's not as bad as it used to be. And it's really nice to be able to do this service and not have the people be as uncomfortable. And I do want to add, too, for the gentleman that called earlier, we do see at least at minimum one male patient a week. So that's not unheard of when we do have men come in with breast symptoms. And we're glad to see you. We want to get it checked out and make sure that everything's okay.
Yeah, indeed, it is so important for men not to at all feel embarrassed. I mean, this is your life. We have some calls coming in. We have lots of texts. We do have to take a real quick break. So let me remind you of the number, 651-989-9226. Healthy Matters will be back. Rashini Rajkumar back with you on Healthy Matters along with your host, Dr. David Hilden. We are talking mammography, and we want to remind you, arrange yours. Make an appointment at the Wanzek Family Breast Center in Hennepin Healthcare's Clinic and Specialty Center. Call this number, 612-873-4185. That's 612-873-4185. We have questions today for Dr. Gretchen Butler, Leah Hahn, and, of course, Dr. Hilden. And I know Terry's been waiting patiently from Anoka. Hi, Terry.
Good morning. Thank you very much for what you do.
Go ahead with your question.
Okay, my question is if you could speak to the strong connection between breast cancer and ovarian cancer, specifically regarding genetic mutation.
Dr. Butler, can you handle that one?
Absolutely, I would be happy to. So there are a host of gene mutations that we know increase a patient's risk for not only breast cancer, but also other cancers, including ovarian cancer. Most notably, the BRCA-related breast cancer and or ovarian cancer syndrome is what we think about. And so when we talk with women about screening, we do ask if they've had a family history of ovarian cancer because there are certain criteria that should they have a family member with ovarian cancer, they might need to see a genetic counselor to see if they need to be tested for these gene mutations. That's a very good question.
All right. Well, great. And we'll remind people in our remaining couple of minutes with our guests, please give us a call or a text, 651-989-9226. One question is coming in about telehealth and this topic, mammography. How do we, I mean, you hear so much, Dr. Hilden, about telehealth. You and I have talked about this. We're going to do some special open lines coming up about it, too. But how can we make sure we're not missing anything if we're relying on telehealth when it comes to breast health?
Yeah, I would just start by saying that whatever it takes to get you into your clinician, whether that needs to be a video visit or a phone visit or an in-person visit, that just make sure that you're seeing your clinician. Now, as for mammography, that clearly can't be done from a distance. So I want to make sure that people know that this is something worth doing. Even in the era of COVID, this is something worth doing. I get the sense that my guests would agree with that. Make sure you get your mammogram, and don't wait. Don't wait another year. Don't wait another 2 years. Get it now. And do call. Do give us a call if you are wondering how to do it. It's right downtown at 8th Street. It's right on the first floor. They've got a private place for women to go. Leah runs just an amazingly great operation there of the best technology, and I would add the best radiology department. Make sure you go down there. The number for the Breast Cancer Center is 612-873-4185. That's a direct number to the Breast Care Center, so you'll get right in, 612-873-4185. You can always go to hennepinhealthcare.org/mammography for more information, hennepinhealthcare.org/mammography.
Okay, we have about a minute before we have to say goodbye to our guests, so I want to get to some of these texts. This listener asks, is discharge from the nipple always a sign of cancer, or what else is it a symptom of?
So this is not an uncommon complaint for women that visit the breast center. What we talk about when we're talking about nipple discharge, so at the end of the nipple, there are about 8 to 12 openings. We call those ducts. When we start to get concerned about nipple discharge is if there is spontaneous, meaning that if you notice that there's discharge on your nightgown or in your bra, it's clear, bloody, and from just one of those openings. That's a time that you should really come in and get evaluated. Other nipple discharge that's milky, coming out of both nipples, that is common. The woman's breast is made to produce milk, and so it's not of concern. Certainly, should there be any concerning findings, we're always happy to do additional imaging to rule out any scary pathology.
All right. It's so amazing. The time just flies. I want to thank our guests, Dr. Gretchen Butler and Leah Hahn. And of course, you can visit them at the Wanzek Family Breast Care Center, Hennepin Healthcare's Clinic and Specialty Center. That number is 612-873-4185.
Thank you, Rashini. And I just want to give a last thank you. The time goes so fast. We've had a lot to talk about. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so I want to thank my two experts, Dr. Gretchen Butler, a radiologist at Hennepin Healthcare, who is a specialist in breast cancer screening and mammography, and Leah Hahn, the supervisor of the Wanzek Family Breast Care Center at Hennepin Healthcare. Thank you both for being on the show. We could go on for hours to talk about this, but I appreciate the help you've given so many people today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And, you know, thank you to all the listeners out there for the great questions. And that's another thing in our last minute-ish here, Dr. Hilden. I always look forward to Open Lines, which is next Sunday, because, you know, we can't always cover a topic in depth like this. And I'm so glad we did. But when we have the Open Line show next Sunday, all questions are fair game, right?
Just about anything you can think of. Now, I can't promise I know every answer. But I'm getting
promise. Oh, come on. We expect you to know everything, Doctor.
I'll give it a shot. But the one thing I will always promise you that I won't just spout off and go off about stuff that I don't know anything about. So if I don't know the answer, you know what I say? I don't know. I don't know that. But Wolf, here's where you might get more information.
And see, that follow up is what's so key. You have this whole family of docs and healthcare professionals at Hennepin Healthcare, and you can get anyone to who they need to see, which I think is fabulous.
You name it. My colleagues at work, either they see me coming in the hallway, either they turn and run the other way, or they quick duck in to answer a fake page because they know I'm about to ask them something, or I'm about to ask them to go on the radio. So so thank you to all my colleagues.
And real quickly, what's the site where people can find you during the week?
You can find me during the week at myhealthymatters.org, myhealthymatters.org, and follow me on Twitter, Dr. David Hilden, Dr. David Hilden.
Absolutely. Healthy Matters will be back. Rashini and Dr. Hilden will be back with you next Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Make it a healthy week.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.